I work the graveyard shift at Walmart. Being a cashier, I've noticed that people who shop past midnight are either night owls or freak shows. At first glance, the guy looked like a night owl. Long hair, mid-30s, eyeglasses, some colorful ink. He was buying a 50-gallon plastic storage bin. But when he took the lid off, revealing the other purchases he'd stowed inside, sirens began ringing in my head. 12-pack of extra-duty duct tape, 20-ounce steel hammer, 6-piece set of pliers, 9-inch tapered fillet knife, 20-volt cordless reciprocating saw, a half-dozen 32-ounce bottles of sulfuric acid. As I rang him up, my eyes wavered between the toolkit of torture devices and the tattoos on his forearms. He had lots of tribal patterns and alpha male images, but the one that really grabbed me was the black teardrop tattoo emanating from his right eye. I kept my face down, eye on my own business. As long as I didn't draw too much attention, maybe we could just both pretend he wasn't prepping for a spree of murder and disembodiment. But then he spoke. "I got a home improvement project. Old lady is always ragging on me." He had a noticeable lisp. "You got an old lady?" "No, just 3 German shepherds," I replied. Another customer entered my aisle. She was blonde and petite, pushing a cart with a baby carrier mounted in the child seat. I could hear the baby crying. The woman watched as I finished scanning the sociopath's purchases, replacing them all back inside the storage bin. I noticed she was freaking the hell out as well, her eyes wide open like an owl. I finally said, "Your total is $336.14. He whipped out a wad of bills and peeled off some 50s. As I finished the transaction and handed him the change, he turned his attention to the young mother. "Can I see the baby?" she whispered. Of course, as she tried putting on a polite smile, but her lips were trembling as she pivoted the baby carrier so he could get a look at her. The baby, no more than a few months old, had bright blue eyes that seemed focused on the creation of spit bubbles. "Boy or girl?" the sociopath asked. "Girl." "What's her name?" The new mother hesitated. "Sarah." The sociopath took the baby's hand and wiggled it. The mother and I watched the handshake with matching distress. "Well, you both have a blessed night." He picked up his bin of horrors and went out the doors. The mother immediately began wiping down her baby's hands with an antibacterial towelette. "I've never seen him around here." Her eyes darted between the doors and her baby. "Neither have I. Hopefully he's passing through." I rang up her box of Pampers and bottle of Pinot Noir. "I'm gonna be drinking that whole bottle tonight." She paid and I bagged up the bottle. "I was wondering," she said as her eyes kept moving between the doors and her baby. Then to me, "Would you mind walking me to my car?" Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't even consider her request. I'm alone at the registers, only calling for backup at break time. The rest of the graveyard shift was stalkers. But nobody else was waiting in line, making the ratio of customers to sociopaths 1-to-1. "Sure, I'd be happy to walk you to your car." I logged out of my register and walked alongside her out the doors. We both scanned the parking lot. There weren't any panel vans or monster trucks. The sociopath had apparently vanished. "I'm just over there, the black Honda." We rolled the car to her hatchback. The baby was making gurgles and gibberish. She used her fob to pop her hatchback, and I loaded her stuff inside as she got her baby carrier situated in the back seat. As she opened the driver's door, she handed me a $20 bill. "Thank you." "You don't have to do that," I replied.
"Sure she does,"
came the lisping voice from behind as my head got smashed against the door frame. I went limp and dazed, warm blood cascading down my forehead as my mouth and hands got bound in duct tape. My blurred senses tried making sense of the situation as I was folded and stuffed in the back alongside the Pampers and wine. Then the sociopath loaded his plastic bin. He slammed the hatchback and got in the front passenger seat. "Your old lady is always ragging on you, huh?" the new mother said to him. "That's how you talk about me." "Uh-oh, I'm going to pay for that, aren't I?" the sociopath replied. "Well, somebody is gonna pay for that," she snapped back. They both laughed. The car started to move with me inside. They're going to kill me tonight. Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know how much you enjoy listening. And don't forget to check out the link to our YouTube channel in the podcast description.